Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Pastor Brooks from New Birth Ministries. Thank God for each of you who are coming on. See, we have about three that's connected so far. Again, we're snowed in on my end, about 12 degrees outside. But thank God that the Lord has blessed us to be inside, safe, secure, woke up to see a brand new day, and we're still blessed. I understand that some of the roads in the Memphis area are clear, but again, out here, it's patchy, spotty. There are different places with ice, and I felt it was best not to ask the members to drive out to New Birth and risk wreck, injury, or something happening to the vehicles. But again, this is a day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Well, we're here on Blog Talk Radio. I have used it in about 6 years, I guess. Last time we were on, we had a weekly broadcast Bible study talk show format. Lasted for a while, enjoyed it. But now we're back on, getting ready to come on Tuesdays and Thursday evenings at 7 o'clock, do a Bible study segment, talk show style, and hope that you will join me each week. We'll still be the same call-in number, 646-787-1682. If you have a computer, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Bible Study with Brooks. We're experiencing some technical difficulties. Of course it would be. Last night, got on here, I did a walkthrough. Everything worked fine last night, but this morning, my chat room is not opening. It's not functioning this morning. So with the chat room, I'm supposed to open up the chat room. That way you can log on using your computer, again, with the blogtalkradio.com/Bible Study with Brooks. And from your computer, you would be able to listen directly. You could also interact with me or whoever I designate as a moderator. You could chat by typing, one of the features that I really liked about this program. Eventually, we may go also, may use another service also called GoToMeeting.com. If there are some visual things that I need to show during Bible study or whatever, slides or things of that nature, PowerPoints, we could also use GoToMeeting.com. Use that in taking some classes at Fried Hardeman. And it was a good program, and it had a good impact. So I want to thank you again. People are still dropping in, seeing a number of callers. Thank you for joining us this morning. Again, the number that we use for this medium, 646-787-1682. Will you bow your heads for a moment in prayer? Dear Lord, Heavenly Father, we thank you again for this day that you have blessed us to come together to worship you in the name of Jesus. We ask that you would continue to look upon us. We ask that you would continue to bless us. We thank you for keeping us through the winter weather. We thank you for keeping us through the storms. We thank you for blessing us and allowing us to see this new day. Dear Lord, we pray blessings and healings upon those that are sick. We ask that you would touch their bodies. We pray that you would touch their spirits. We pray that you would lift every heavy burden. We pray that you would meet the needs of your people. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we just ask that you bless us today as we come together to worship, as we come together to fellowship, as we come together to be a blessing to others. In Jesus' name, continue to walk with us, continue to be with us, anoint us, take us higher. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God and amen. Also, one other aid I would like to mention in using this technology is if you're on the computer, you can also use Skype. I know you can use your cell phone. Most cell phone plans, weekends are free. After 7 p.m., the minutes are free. But with Skype, you can use it on your computer, get your headset, or just simply a microphone and speakers. Headset would be best with the built-in microphone and headphones. And for a cost of $2.99 a month, you can dial anywhere in the country, unlimited minutes. So I would advise you to get on Skype, set up your account, and Skype will make it much more easier if you have internet access. And that will free up your cell phone for other things. So bear with me as I get used to this new blog talk interface. As I said, things have changed. Went through a walkthrough last night. Everything works 100%. But we get ready to go in it today to go live. Of course, we have trouble. But that's the way of the internet. Always liken the internet and technology is to, I liken them to children. They don't show out until company comes over. Again, when I was using it just with myself and my wife, everything worked fine. Now that everybody is coming on, the internet technology wants to act like the children. Want to show out in front of grown folks. Also, if you would, I would ask that you would pray for my sister-in-law in South Carolina, Sister Dorothy Houston Antoine. She experienced a light stroke the other day while at work. She's not hospitalized, but we're asking that you pray her healing and pray her strength and pray for her children and grandchildren. So we ask that we solicit your prayers, asking that you continue, that you pray for her. Also, we ask that you continue to pray for the Green family as have tragic incident there. We pray that they stay strong and continue to trust God. We have a lot of trouble in the land. Looking at, and I'll deal with this on Tuesday night, looked at the big thing that was happening is that Kim Burrell situation. She preached a message at a church in Houston, I believe. I saw snippets of the video. She made mention of the homosexual Christians who were attached with a perverted spirit. She caught a lot of flack from it. Church is sort of silent, not saying anything. And so we'll deal with that on Tuesday night. We'll deal with it somewhat on this morning from the scripture, but then we will deal with it more on Tuesday night. Didn't come to preach Kim Burrell, came to preach Jesus on today. But thing that amazed me, I you asked me what song does she sing. I couldn't tell you one song Kim Burrell sings. All I know from her is I have seen her face. I have heard her name before, but I don't know really anything about her music. The music that the record companies promote these days, I don't really get into it. I don't listen to it. I seldom turn the radio on gospel music except on Sunday or Friday when the local station, FM station, is having Throwback Friday, or whatever they call it, when they play some of the older classical types of gospel music. And so that's where my yearning is. I like the old style, spiritual QCs, highway QCs, the mass choirs that used to proliferate the radio airwaves. But I understand now how the record companies try to promote the music. They tell the artists, sing something that sounds like pop in order to increase record sales. So the record companies are forcing the artists to sound more secular in delivering the gospel message or the song in gospel. And so I really don't listen to the new artists. I'm what you call old school. I listen to the old school music. So Kim Burrell, don't know what she sings. I only know two songs Tamela Mann sings. So it's just, and so when it comes to that, I'm out of touch with the music. But however, I'm not out of touch with God's word. As Jesus said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall stand forever. Turn with me this morning to the book of St. Matthew, the fourth chapter, verses 1 through 11. And we'll probably be using these as well Tuesday night for Bible study. Again, Bible study, we will have it Tuesday night and Thursday night at 7 o'clock p.m. here on this same medium. Again, we thank each and every one of you who are listening, those who have called in. Thank God for you, and I just praise God for you. I hate that I'm unable to open up the chat where those who would like to connect by internet could do so. So let's go to Matthew, the fourth chapter, verses 1 through 11. And again, I'm reading from the New King James Version. It says, then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, afterward he was hungry. Now when the tempter came to him, he said, if you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Then the devil took him up into the holy city, set him on the pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge over you, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. Jesus said unto him, it is written again, you shall not tempt the Lord your God. Again, the devil took him up on an exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, all these things will I give you if you fall down and worship me. Then Jesus said to him, away with you, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve. Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and hearing of his word. As we look here in the scripture, we see Jesus, after a period of consecration, going out into the wilderness. And the scripture said that he was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. And notice what it said in verse 1, that he was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. It's amazing that God sent him in the wilderness, gave him a task to fast, but the task to fast was not really to become more anointed, but the task was to be able to go and face temptation while you were in a weakened state. So here he goes in this wilderness, fast a period of 40 days, 40 nights, goes on a prophet fast, not like us, and I eat everything we can up until 11:59 at night, belly full, lay down, go through the day, drink some water and orange juice, 5 o'clock, eat a meal, and said we fasted all day. But Jesus went through a period of fasting, 40 days, 40 nights, and the Bible said after that he was what? Hungry. And as he comes out of the fast, hungry, in a weakened state, the devil, who God had sent him out there to be tempted by, shows up. And you notice in the verse 3, verse 6, verse 9, each time Satan addresses Jesus, he addresses him with doubt. And his doubt is, if you are the Son of God, if you are the Son of God. So let's look at verse 3, first temptation. And it's very important for us to understand these temptations. These are the same temptations that Jesus faced. These are the same temptations that the ministers today will face. These are the same temptations that the lay members will face. All of these things that we go through, that Jesus went through, we'll go through them as well. The devil, his imps, his demons, they will deal with us for the purpose of drawing us away from God, trying to make us look like hypocrites, try to make us look ugly in the eyesight of God. The Bible says he goes to the Lord and he accuses us all the time, making accusations. Look at them. They are useless. They're not saved. They're nothing but the hypocrites. Jesus, you wasted your time dying on the cross for these folks. They're not going to live right. They're not going to do right. But he's always accusing. He's always bringing temptation. But thank God for the blood of Christ. Now, the first temptation, states to Jesus, if you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread. Now, scripture said here in verse 2, the previous verse, that Jesus was hungry, fasted for 40 days, hungry, starving. And Satan comes and said, now, if you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread. Sounds like a reasonable idea. You're hungry, you're starving, you don't have bread, but you have the power to take the stone that's on the ground, transform it into bread, eat it, and satisfy your hunger. That's the first temptation that the enemy comes with. Again, it sounds like it's a reasonable suggestion. You're hungry. You need to eat. You don't have anything to eat. Grab the stone and turn it to bread. But you notice Satan never tells Jesus, why don't you look around to see if there are any berries? Why don't you look around to see if there is any fruit? Why don't you look around to see if there's the natural things to eat? But he tells him to take the stone, that which is unnatural, and work a supernatural miracle with the stone in order to eat. This is a temptation that we face, that the children of God face, especially the minister, is to take the gift, the anointing, that gift that God has given you, and use it for your own personal selfish gain. We forget that the gifts that are in the church come from the Lord, and they come for the edification of the church, for the edification of the body, that each take the gift that God has given, and the Holy Spirit gives to us these different gifts and gives it to us the way the Holy Spirit would like each and every one to have. We don't have all the gifts. We have, maybe this one has a gift, this one, another person has another gift, this one may have two. But we come together, we use these gifts for the body of Christ. But sometimes the enemy will convince us to, or trick us into taking the gift, the anointing that God has given us, not to use it for the edification of the kingdom, but to use it for selfish, personal gain. We live in a day and time when the church is trying to sell its gift. The people in the church are trying to sell their gift and trying to sell it to the highest bidder. And sometimes this is a temptation for the man of God. Sometimes this is a temptation for the woman of God, because it is very easy to justify what you're doing as being spiritual and a mission from God. The enemy will tell you, go and preach for an offering, go and sing for an offering. Take that which God has given you. Don't necessarily go do it for the glory of God, but use it for personal gain. You know you're hungry, you know you're broke, and so don't go preaching for the glory of God. Don't go preaching trying to win souls. Don't go preaching trying to destroy Satan's kingdom, but go and preach, go and sing, go and play, go and minister in order to get money, in order to line your pocket, in order to get a car, in order to pay a bill. Go do it for monetary reasons rather than doing it for spiritual reasons. And so this is a very danger that we have in 2017, this new year. So many are trying to use what God has given them for a selfish personal gain rather than trying to use it to edify the body of Christ. And Satan, as he goes on and look at the temptation number two. Again, Tuesday night I'm going to explore these a little more in depth. Verse 6. Well, before I get to verse 6, after Satan tells Jesus, go ahead and turn the stones into bread, Jesus then quotes the scripture, and he tells them what God says, what is said in the Word of God. And so it's so important that we remind people of what is said in the Word of God. Because most people forget what God says, and we hear so much of what people are saying that we buy into what people are saying as the Word of God, rather than looking to God's Word and understanding what thus saith the Lord. A common statement you'll hear people say, and it sounds so good, it sounds beautiful, it sounds rational, it sounds reasonable. And that statement is, we're all God's children. Now that sounds good. Why do people say that? Because in one scripture, God declares that all souls are mine. But if you really look at scripture and you go to where Jesus encountered the Pharisees and the Sadducees, and he told them that you are of your father, the devil. Now you can't be God's child and Satan's child at the same time. You know, we live in a confused state where two people will of the same sex will get married and the child has two mamas or two daddies. But in reality, you will not have two fathers. And Jesus told the Pharisees that you are of your father, the devil. So even Jesus said we're not all God's children. We're God's children if we have the Spirit of God in our lives. But if we have the spirit of the enemy, we have the spirit of Satan, we have the spirit of the devil, then we are not God's children. So these are things that people say that sound good, they sound rational, they sound reasonable, but sometimes we take these things as thus saith the Lord when God did not say it. Like the other things that we say, the old colloquialism, cleanliness is next to godliness. Word of God does not say that. I think Benjamin Franklin came up with that colloquialism. Spare the rod, spoil the child. So things of that nature. It's not what the word says, but it sounds good, it sounds reasonable, and it sounds like something that God may have said. But if you want to know what God has said, let's go to the Word of God. So Jesus tells him, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Notice what Jesus said. You cannot use your life based upon one or two scriptures. You must adjust your life according to the entire Word of God. He said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of God's mouth. Every word in the Bible, the whole totality of the Bible, not just two or three scriptures, but the whole counsel of God. This is what shall get us over. This is what shall bring understanding and righteousness into our lives. So whatever Satan said, Jesus went to God's word, and he went correctly to God's word to counter what Satan was trying to say. And so if we're not careful, what will happen to us? Satan will tell us something. Again, it will sound reasonable. It will sound rational. It will sound logical. But when we search the scriptures, is this what thus saith the Lord? Is this what God said? Or is this something that man is trying to push? So as Jesus goes through the first temptation, he comes out shining like pure gold. So in verse 5, Satan takes him into the holy city, set him on the pinnacle, the top of the temple, takes him to church, and then tells him, while you're at church, while you're on the top of the church, If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down. In other words, just jump. You're way up here in the air. But if you're the Son of God, go ahead and jump. Notice that Satan keeps asking Jesus, if you are the Son of God. Now, the thing that was that Satan knew that Jesus was the Son of God. You read the scriptures in the New Testament, Jesus would show up and he would encounter spirits. What would the spirits do? They would cry out, Son of Man, Son of God, leave us alone. In other words, the demons, these evil spirits who had rebelled with Satan, who had tried to help Satan lift his throne above God's throne, who with Satan tried to overthrow God, overthrow Jesus, overthrow the Holy Spirit, overthrow the angels, the righteous angels that stood with God. He knew who Jesus was. He knew who he was dealing with. But in knowing who he was dealing with, he keeps coming with this, if you are the Son of God. And he says, if you're the Son of God, throw yourself down. This is the second temptation that the children of God, especially the preacher, will go through. If you're really God's anointed, don't take care of yourself. Don't be concerned about your health. That's why we have so much spiritual burnout among the ministry. Ministers is because we've fallen for the second temptation that Satan comes with. If you are who you say you are, go on and throw yourself down, hurt yourself, don't take care of yourself. Let yourself go. Don't be concerned about your health. Don't check your blood pressure. Don't take a vacation. Don't sit down and rest. Just keep going and going. Never take care of yourself. But what did Jesus say? And Jesus turns it back to the word of God. In verse 7, he tells him, it is written again, you shall not tempt the Lord your God. And sometimes we think that we are invincible. We act like the young people who drive down the street at 100 miles an hour. In your youth, you think that you're invincible. Nothing is going to happen to you. You can take chances. You can be a daredevil. You can live reckless. You can just be wild. And nothing will happen to you. And as a chance, maybe nothing will. But then again, there's a chance that you will run into trouble, that you will run into disaster. But as you're young, you think that you're invincible, that you're able to do anything and not be harmed. But as what happens, the older you get, the more sense you get. And so this is a temptation that the enemy will always use against us, is not to take care of ourselves. Because we feel that we're invincible, because God has called us, because God is using us, because we are walking in the name of God, that nothing is going to hurt us, nothing is able to hurt us, nothing is able to come against us. But sometimes we forget that we can hurt ourselves. It may not be the poison that's trying to hurt us. It may not be the vipers and the snakes. It may not be the persecution of the enemy that's hurting us, but sometimes we just hurt ourselves simply by not taking care of the temple of God. And I'm not talking about the physical. I'm talking about physical church building. I'm talking about the temple of God, the human body of the child of God. So Satan goes to the third temptation. Now he's gone from the ground where the stones are. He's gone to the top of the temple that was created out of stone. And then he goes next and takes Jesus in verse 8 to an exceedingly high mountain. Again, dealing with the stones. First, a stone on the ground. Second, the stone that was used to create the temple, on top of the temple. Now he goes to the stone, the huge stone that's the mountain. And when he takes him to the mountain, what does Satan do? Verse 8. Again, the devil took him up on an exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, all these things I will give you if you will fall down and worship me. Third temptation. Fall down and worship me. Jesus said, no man can serve two masters. For he will love one and hate the other. He said, you cannot serve God and mammon. What is mammon? Money, material things. So with these three temptations, and so this third temptation, what does Satan do? He said, all these things I will give you if you will fall down and worship me. And this is the problem that we have in the church today, that we're trying to worship God, but yet be bound to Satan. The things of this world belong to Satan. Adam forfeited. And so these things Satan does possess. But one thing he should not possess is a house of God. But Jesus, if he would come through physically, Jesus would come into our churches and turn over the tables, kick the cameras down, throw us up under the bus and up under the pews, get a cat of nine tails and begin to whip us out of the church. And Jesus would tell us, what's wrong with you? Taking God's house and turned it into a den of thieves. How have we turned it into a den of thieves? We have no sheep running through the temple. We have no pigeons on the outer court. We're not selling doves. We're not selling sheep. We're selling blessings, and we got prayer lines and that only operate on money. If you really want me to pray for you and really tarry for you, get $100 in your hand. We've turned these things into, we turn God's house into a den of thieves. And so Satan says, if you worship me, I will give you all these things. As far as your eye can see, I'll give you Grammy Awards. I'll give you Dove Awards. I'll give you BMI Awards. I'll give you recognition. I'll put you on this show. I'll put you on that show. I'll put you on TV. I'll have your name up in lights. I'll give you this record deal. I'll give you this book deal. I will give you this deal. If you will just simply fall down and worship me. That's why you have so many who are calling on the name of the Lord, who are saying that they're children and they're tolerating sin. They're giving an open door to sin. Why is this? God's word has not changed, but it's simply because we have fallen to this third temptation that we've just begun to worship Satan. In other words, we are trying to serve two masters. We're telling God, I love you with my mouth, but my actions are following the Lord. We're like a woman who is laying in the bed with her husband. Physically, she's at home, but while she's in the bed with her husband, she's thinking about and dreaming about her lover. When I think, I don't know who it was, maybe it was the OJs or somebody in the 70s sang a song, said, your body is here with me, but your mind is on the other side of town. And so spiritually, We are like this with God. We will go to God's house. We will go in the house of God, but our mind is somewhere else. We go in God's house, but we can't get in the service because we're thinking about the Cowboys are going to play today at 12. We're thinking about the Steelers are going to play, thinking about the Seahawks are going to play at 7. And we can't focus on God because we're concerned about what's happening outside of God's house because we fall into that third temptation. But I want to encourage the church too, those of you who are on the line, those of you who will hear this after I upload it, be strong, be encouraged. Enemy is going to come at all of us. Enemy is going to try, if he can, he would sift us like wheat. But we have to be strong. We have to be steadfast. If you notice Jesus, he was not sitting straddle the fence. And that's the problem with us. We're trying to straddle the fence. We're trying to straddle the fence of the church and the world. As I said last Sunday, we're so pitiful now that we have one toe in the church and nine toes in the world. And hanging on by one toenail. But we need to make up our mind. Are we going to live for God? Or are we going to continue to walk down the path that we're going? Jesus has come that we may have life and that we may have it more abundantly. He told us the reason Satan came. He said, the thief cometh but what? To steal, kill, and destroy. The three temptations that Jesus went through dealing with Satan. He wanted Jesus to steal. Take your gift and use it for selfish personal gain. Steal from God to satisfy your hunger. Third, the second temptation. Jesus came to steal, kill. Second temptation, he wanted Jesus to kill himself, throw yourself down. Jesus said the third reason Satan came was to destroy. He told Jesus to just worship me and I'll give you all of this. He wanted Jesus to serve two masters. Serving two masters would cause you to be destroyed. Cause you to lose your soul. The enemy would try to get Jesus to steal, to kill himself, and to destroy himself. What about us? Our power does not rest in ourselves. But our power rests, Spirit of God. The same power that lifted Jesus up, the same power that kept Christ, is the same power that can keep us. And I want you to encourage you this week. Renew yourself. Make up your mind. Who you want to serve. If you want to serve Satan, just go on and serve him. You get no points with God for trying to serve two masters. You don't want to live for God, just go and be the best devil you can be. But if you're making up your mind to live for God, be the best child of God that you can. Stay with God. Read God's word. Study God's word. Pray. Fast. Fellowship in the house of God. The Lord will bless you, and the Lord will keep you. Let us pray. Dear Lord, Heavenly Father, we thank you again today for these your people who are on this line today. We thank you for allowing us to use the technology of the world in order to worship and fellowship with you today. Today, Lord, we ask that you bless us. We ask that you continue to keep us. We ask that you continue to bless your children today. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we pray that you would give strength. We pray that you would give blessing. We pray for healing now in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, we thank you now for all that has been done. We thank you for what has been offered to you. Lord, bless us now. Help us to serve you more. Help us to dedicate ourselves to you more. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God and amen. Praise God. Again, we thank you for joining in with us today. We have 43 minutes left. And so before we go, I'm going to invite each and every one of you that's called in to have words or to say something. Get in touch with Sister Cooper on this week. Please send your tithes, offerings, and gifts of love, because we have to pay MLGNW tomorrow. And praise God, let us take care of that. First caller, 488-2202. Praise God, you own. Who am I speaking to?
Right now, this is Sister Cooper. Amen. I can praise God for this morning. Pastor Brooks?
Yes, ma'am.
I thank and praise God for this morning. Just allow me to see another day. God has made. And I just thank and praise God for the word. And I thank and praise God that the one that's on the line did receive what you had to say. So God is good, and he's merciful, and he's enduring forever. And I thank the Lord for this day. Thank God.
Amen. Thank you. Again, remember to get in touch with Sister Cooper on tomorrow or Tuesday, and let's give her our tithes and offerings so she can make that, so she can give that to me so we can make that deposit. Thank you. God bless you. Okay, who we have now?
I don't even know my own number. I just want to say thank God for the word that has been gone forth, and I just thank God for the pastor that is looking out for his sheep and finding a way to continue to deliver the word to us. I just thank God for it because, like I said, we are shutting in on this ice and snow, but by the wisdom that God has given her in making provision to give his people still the word of God, even though we could not make it to the house of God, but we did hear the word of God through this radio broadcast that he had fixed up for us. And I just thank God for a man of God that continually to look after his sheep and making sure that we are fed on Sunday morning. Thank God for you, Pastor Brooks, and God bless each and every one that's on this line. Pray for it.
All right. God bless you. 336, is that 7885? That, are you there? Okay, she dropped the line. Mother Brooks, good morning.
Good morning, Pastor Brooks. I enjoyed the message, and it was really revitalizing to hear the temptations of Jesus, because people are being tempted every day. He not only tempts the young, he tempts the old. That's why we all should stay in the Bible and know God's word and know what not to fall for. Thank you so much for everything. And God bless you and God bless this ministry.
Thank you, Mother Brooks. Okay, this Marquita, 336-7885. Who is, would you like to have remarks? Okay, no response. Thank you. 691-2432. Who am I speaking to? Okay, we're gonna be a little shy too. 949-7632. Would you like to have something to say?
No, this is Nisha Costa-Brook.
Okay, thank you, Nisha. God bless you. Glad you're on this morning.
Okay.
302-8445. Would you like to have remarks this morning? Guess not. 438-9200. Would you like to have remarks this morning?
No, this is Karen, Pastor Brooks.
Okay. Miss Sue, baby, good to hear you this morning. God bless you. Tell your mother, tell your family hello. I'm praying for you all.
All right, I can read it.
338-6347, would you like to have remarks? Guess not. 687-4019, would you like to have remarks?
This is Duchess. I'm just excited to be able to attend this morning. I'm on my way to a job, but I was able to participate while I was on the e-way. So thank you so much for this opportunity.
Okay, be careful out there.
Yes, sir.
267-7574, would you like to have remarks this morning?
Good morning, Pastor Brooks. This is Carlina. Just glad I was able to attend service on this morning, and I was actually on time.
Praise God. Okay, thank you. Thank you. I need to mute my mic now. But she said she was on time this morning.
Yeah.
Praise God. So she's able to be on time in pajamas. But praise God. We're going to work on that. Getting to the physical building on time as well. And praise God, but thank God for pajama worship on today. 219-3296, would you like to have remarks?
Hey, Pastor Daddy, this is Christy. I'm just on the line. I'm glad to be here. I hate that I actually couldn't be in service today, but you preached a really good word, a timely word, and I'm just glad to be able to be on here today. Amen.
Are you in Nashville or Memphis?
No, I'm in Memphis.
Okay.
To the Memphis.
All right, take care.
Today.
All right, well, you made it. Take care and God bless.
Okay.
All right, 406-8404, would you like to have remarks? Guess not. 691-3262, would you like to have remarks?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hey, Pastor Brooks, this is Brittany.
Hello. Hey, Brittany, how you doing?
I'm right. I just wanted to say thank you. And this was an amazing service. Yeah, I mean, it was something that I really needed to hear, and I just wanted to say thank you.
All right. God bless you, and hope to see you next Sunday at 6424 Benjamintown Road. Tell your mother and everybody else we said hello.
Okay, I will.
All right, God bless you. Well, that's all I have for today. I think I scheduled for an hour and a half, and we are approaching the 1 hour mark. Have 34 minutes left if we need to do anything else, but that's all I can think of. Again, join us Tuesday night and Thursday night, 7 o'clock p.m. Same address on the internet, blogtalkradio.com/Pastor Study with Brooks. Again, the same phone number. You can call in by phone. Hopefully the chat option will be working 100% on next week, on Tuesday night, where you can just come in from the internet and you can still use your headset. Well, I'm thinking, used to be years ago when I was on Blog Talk, that you could come in, just log on through the internet with your computer, put in a computer headset, and when the host opened up the chat room, you could chat by texting and by voice. And so we hope to have that going again next week. Again, like I said, technology is like children. They're good until company shows up. Then it shows out. God bless you. God keep you. Everyone have a safe day. And I hope your team wins. God bless. Good night. A good day.